Good morning. It's time for chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Matthew chapter 18, verses 21 through 35. The Reverend Michael Meyer is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
Our reading is from Matthew chapter 18. Then Peter came up and said to Jesus, "Lord, how often will my brother sin against me and I forgive him? As many as seven times?" Jesus said to him, "I do not say to you seven times, but 70 times 7. Therefore, the kingdom of heaven may be compared to a king who wished to settle accounts with his servants. When he began to settle, one was brought to him who owed him 10,000 talents. And since he could not pay, the master ordered him to be sold with his wife and children and all that he had, and payment to be made. So the servant fell on his knees, imploring him, 'Have patience with me, and I will pay you everything.' And out of pity for him, the master of that servant released him and forgave him the debt. But when that same servant went out, he found one of his fellow servants who owed him 100 denarii. And seizing him, he began to choke him, saying, 'Pay what you owe.' So this fellow servant fell down and pleaded with him, 'Have patience with me, and I will pay you.' He refused and went and put him in prison until he should pay the debt. When his fellow servants saw what had taken place, they were greatly distressed, and they went and reported to their master all that had taken place. Then his master summoned him and said to him, 'You wicked servant, I forgave you all that debt because you pleaded with me. And should not you have had mercy on your fellow servants as I had mercy on you?' And in anger, his master delivered him to the jailers until he should pay all his debt. So also my heavenly Father will do to every one of you if you do not forgive your brother from your heart." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Dear baptized, forgiven children of God, how often will my brother sin against me? That's how we're tempted to frame the question, isn't it? Forget the forgiveness part. Woe is me. Everybody is against me. And so they are. How often will my brother sin against me? Every time. Often. Lord, Lord, how often will my brother sin against me and I forgive him? Jesus' answer is every time, often. After all, this is the good work of the Christian. Forget those monetary contributions. Forget the time and the labor spent. Forget whatever help and aid that you have ever rendered. The apple to the teacher when you were a child, the coming in early to work, or the staying late. Forgiveness is the fruit of faith and the good work for which we are created in Christ Jesus, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Forgiveness is the love that Paul prays for, that it may abound more and more with knowledge and all discernment, so that you may approve what is excellent and so be pure and blameless for the day of Christ, filled with the fruit of righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ to the glory and the praise of God. Forgiveness is that of which the prophet Micah speaks. "He has told you, O man, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you but to do justice and to love kindness and to walk humbly with your God?" You see, apart from the forgiveness of sins, there simply is no good work, nothing excellent. There is nothing pure and blameless, no righteousness or fruit of righteousness, no justice, no kindness, no love. To walk humbly with your God according to his statutes is to not even ask the question, how often will my brother sin against me, much less the end of will I forgive him part. The first table of the law, those first three commandments, well, it's all about your forgiveness, for that is who the only true God is, alongside of whom there is no other. This is who he is, the forgiving God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And the second table of the law is all about our forgiving our neighbor. At the same time, it reminds us that every sin our brother often commits against us is also the sin that we commit against our brothers and our sisters and our fathers and mothers, our husbands and wives, sons and daughters, sisters, friends, neighbors, not to mention our competitors and our enemies. And thus we pray in the fifth petition of the Lord's Prayer, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. What does this mean? We pray in this petition that our Father in heaven would not look at our sins nor deny our prayer on account of them. We are neither worthy of the things for which we pray, nor have we deserved them, but we ask that he would grant them all to us by grace. For we daily sin much and surely deserve nothing but punishment. So we too will sincerely forgive and gladly do good to those who sin against us. Lord, Lord, how often will my brother sin against me and I forgive him? Often, every time. When the disciples heard this, they were greatly astonished. We're told in chapter 19, right? There's a couple of other little snippets where Jesus talks about divorce and other relational things. And they turn to him and say, "Who then can be saved?" And Jesus' response, "With man, this is impossible. But with God, all things are possible." And this, frankly, is why the church is so important. For we confess in the third article of the creed, and in church, God, the Holy Spirit, calls, he gathers, enlightens, and sanctifies the whole Christian church on earth. And he keeps it with Jesus Christ and the one true faith. In this Christian church, he daily and richly forgives all my sins and the sins of all believers. This is why in the third commandment, God tells us to remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy, which means that we do not despise preaching and his word, but we hold it sacred and gladly hear it and learn it for the forgiveness in which we are to live and move and have our being is given to us in his word, even as it is proclaimed and delivered in his holy Christian church. And so we also look to the cross. Lord, Lord, how often will my brother sin against me and I forgive him? The Son of God is begotten. He is crucified, and he is risen and ascended from all eternity to answer that question for you in the same way every single time. Father, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Lord, how often will my brother sin against me and I forgive him? Often. Every time. Why? Because you are forgiven. You are forgiven all of your sins, and this is simply what it means to live in the kingdom of heaven, now and forever. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for chapel. Today we pray for Valerie Stonebreaker, who is serving the Lord in Togo. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.